women in various spheres of social relations. In recent years, much has been done and achieved. On behalf of the Ukrainian Parliament Commissioner for Human Rights, I hope that Ukraine's efforts will be recognized and duly appreciated by the committee. At the same time, the results of the parliamentary oversight of equal rights and opportunities for women and men by the Ukrainian Ombudsman show that, despite important positive changes, gender inequality still exists in many areas. During 2019-2021, 96 people appealed to the Ombudsman with a claim regarding violations of the right for protection against discrimination on the basis of gender and equal rights of women and men. In 2022, 21 appeals on similar issues were received. In addition, during 2019-2021, 426 reports of violations of citizens' rights for protection from domestic violence were received. In 2022, 103 people have appealed about domestic violence. Moreover, the armed aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine since February 2014, in particular its full-scale phase since February 2022, has aggravated existing and created new challenges for implementation of the rights of different groups of women and men. Internal and external displacement, loss of livelihood, risk of facing violence, including conflict-related sexual violence, risk of human trafficking. Law enforcement agencies of Ukraine are conducting pre-trial investigations in more than 40 criminal proceedings on violent acts of sexual nature committed by the Russian military. Cases of conflict-related sexual violence were reported from the temporarily occupied and deoccupied territories of Ukraine, in particular Donetsk, Zaporizhia, Kyiv, Luhansk, Kharkiv, Kherson, and Chernihiv regions. Moreover, women and girls are mostly affected by CRSV. Committing of sexual violence against the civilian population of Ukraine by the armed forces of the Russian Federation and other armed formations of the Russian Federation requires proper assessment and protection of the perpetrators. Ukraine is making efforts to promptly regulate the state policy on the protection of victims and to manage the issues of bringing the perpetrators to all levels of justice. We do hope that the committee will carefully analyze the work of the government of Ukraine carried out to implement the concluding observations of the committee to the eighth periodic report of Ukraine and provide fair and reasonable recommendations for further measures to ensure gender equality in Ukraine, taking into account the challenges caused by the full-scale armed aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine. Thank you so much.
En nombre del comité, le agradezco al señor Volodymyr Yitzhora por sus observaciones. Distinguida delegación, como es de su conocimiento, el procedimiento del comité para el examen de los informes periódicos consiste en que un grupo de expertas formule preguntas, luego de lo cual la delegación tendrá la oportunidad de responder a estas preguntas. Estas preguntas de las expertas y el experto serán formuladas en gran parte siguiendo el orden de los artículos de la Convención.